Hello, this is Pennywise, Elite Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. Car insurance costs continue to go up year after year, so you may be looking for ways to find cheaper coverage. Good news for you. NerdWallet expert Melissa Lombarena joins us with 5 tips to get cheaper car insurance. Car insurance is one of those things. It's a necessary evil, not necessarily required in every single state, but a lot of states it just is a law to have. Can't avoid it. First step to save money when you're getting car insurance would be working with an agent, probably, as opposed to just typing in whatever, carinsurance.com, correct?
That's right. Working with an agent, an independent agent potentially too, can help you shop for multiple insurers, including those small regional insurers that can offer potentially cheaper coverage. And they may also be able to identify any discounts you might qualify for and help you choose those right coverage limits.
This is a little bit anecdotal, but we go through one of those regional car insurance agent. And the good thing about him is that he periodically will just switch us to different car insurances, you know, every 6 months. We've probably changed 3 times in the last, I don't even know, 5, 6 years, something like that. But it's just to save money. But he's the one looking out for that, and you don't have to worry about it at all. So it's a handy little trick to have. Do you want to talk about some of the discounts that can happen? Maybe bundling, paperless billing discounts, all those kind of things?
Yes, you should always be asking about potential discounts from different providers as you're shopping around for better rates, or even just through your own provider. And what you might ask about or encounter are that you might get a cheaper rate if you're bundling multiple policies like car insurance with renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance. Sometimes there's a safe driver discount, or if you sign up for electronic statements or automatic payments, you might be able to lower your costs that way.
Okay. Now, kind of a scary one for some. Some old school people might not be too into this, but the third one is think about increasing your deductible. Why don't you go into that?
Sure. Increasing your deductible can lower the cost of your premium, but you need to make sure that you always have enough cash on hand saved up to cover the amount and other potential costs that may arise if you should ever need to. So it's not always the best fit for everyone.
Sure. Next point being, let's talk about full coverage when it comes to car insurance. Kind of what I mentioned at the top is I know it varies in different states. I live in Wisconsin, and my understanding is I think you just need like comprehensive collision coverage so that the other person would be covered, not necessarily yourself. I don't know how it is in the state that you live in, but it's a way to save money if you don't need that full coverage and just need something of the lesser tiers, right?
That's right. Sometimes it can make sense financially to drop comprehensive and collision coverage. For instance, if you have an older car that isn't worth much, and if you can afford the repairs on that older car after a bad crash, it could make sense to drop this coverage and save money, considering that you'll only get up to the current market value of the car. Just make sure that you're weighing all of those costs when you're making this decision.
Yeah, because it can just be incredibly crazy of how much money this could all add up to be. You've got to always check for that. Last thing is, let's talk about building your credit.
Yes, building your credit can help you eventually qualify for better offers. Most states allow insurers to use a credit-based insurance score to set the price of auto insurance. So if you have poor credit, then that can make your car insurance a bit more expensive. Some steps that you can take to build credit include making sure that you pay your bills on time and using less than 30% of your available credit limits.
Okay. Melissa, anything you want to add on how to get cheap car insurance?
It's important to make sure that you are shopping around for the best offers every single year. That way you'll make sure that you're getting the best deal. And also ask, just make sure that you're always asking the right questions about what types of discounts you might qualify for or any other offers that might be available.
Yeah, the worst answer you're going to get is no, not right now. So maybe next time.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.